Giants Baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and just like the Giants, Georgie Brothers Furniture in South San Francisco is filled with the newest traditions of fine furniture. Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture, established in 1933, the Georgie Brothers Furniture family would now like to invite you to the greatest games in Giants history with me, Marty Lurie. Marty Lurie here with Chris Haft of MLB.com as we look at another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris, on this one, we're going to go back to April the 14th of 1964. It is the home opener for the Giants at Candlestick Park. Now, in 1963, the Dodgers have won the pennant. They won the World Series. Giants were 11 games back. And in this one, it is Juan Marichal, 27 years old, against 43-year-old Warren Spahn. It's Candlestick, 42,894 people there, and the two masters who will be Hall of Famers going at it against each other.
A great day for baseball, Marty. Of course, Candlestick Park, yeah, it was maligned, but you mentioned the crowd there. People came out for opening day. Opening day was really a happening at that time, and fans responded by filling the park. And why not? With Juan Marichal and Warren Spahn pitching against each other, the previous summer, of course, they had hooked up for that 16-inning duel, which people will be talking about long after we're gone. You know, one of the most unique games in history. And so people probably were expecting maybe almost a repeat of that matchup, but if they were expecting that, they had something else coming.
Little different day today. Listen to these lineups. Felipe Alou leads off for the Braves.
I was a leadoff hitter. Marichal got his warm up. The game started, and he threw me a curveball first pitch because he knew that I was a fastball hitter. I thought the pitch was low, the curveball, and so did the umpire, but Marichal thought he had thrown a strike. He argued with his compadre Felipe at the plate, right? He argued with the first pitch of the game. But I knew and I still know that he's a competitor.
Now, he had been traded over the winter, so now he's leading off for the Braves. Lee May, Hank Aaron, Eddie Matthews, Joe Torre, Ed Bailey, Frank Bowling, and Roy McMillan, who's a good shortstop, and Warren Spahn. For the Giants, my goodness, Harvey Keene, Davenport, McCovey, Mays, Cepeda, Hart, Haller, Pagan, and Marichal. Holy cow, what a matchup this is. What a dream matchup. As the National League, I still say the best decade of National League ball was in the 1960s. All right, here's how this one gets going, Chris. In the first inning, Alou faces his old buddy Juan Marichal, and he pops up to second. Lee May grounds out, and Hank Aaron gets a base hit and steals a base. Eddie Matthews draws a walk, and Joe Torre gets a hit, and the Braves go up 1-0 on Juan Marichal. The Giants second, they come back, and this is the story of this game. Cepeda base hit, and Jim Ray Hart a home run. It's now 2-1. Milwaukee third. Now, this is Marichal. This is Juan Marichal pitching. Alou gets on by an error, Jose Pagan. Lee May a base hit to left, but he's out trying to stretch it from McCovey to the second baseman on that play. How about that? Hank Aaron then draws a walk, and Alou scores on a balk. I guess they must have gotten Marichal upset in some way. Eddie Matthews strikes out. Joe Torre draws a walk, and Ed Bailey, the former Giant, gets a double for two RBIs, and before you know it, it's at bottom of the third, and the Braves are up 4-2.
As you said, Marty, great lineup for both teams. With the Braves, you know they didn't win any pennants before divisional play started. Of course, they won the NL West in the first year divisional play began in 1969. Before that, they couldn't break through the Giants or the Dodgers or the Cardinals or whoever to take, you know, their own pennant, but my God, they were a formidable club, as you pointed out.
Well, the Giants hit, and they keep hitting. It's now a 4-2 game. We go to the bottom of the third. Davenport a base hit. McCovey flies out, and Mays hits a home run, and before you know it, now it's 4-4. Marichal's really settled down, Chris, and after that third inning, he only gives up three hits the rest of the way. The Giants six, Cepeda base hit, wild pitch, and Haller gets a base hit. Now the Giants have broken the tie. They go up 5-4. Giants eighth. Boy, the power. McCovey a strikeout. Mays a homer. Cepeda a homer. They bring in Hank Fisher. Tom Haller a homer. And it's all of a sudden 8-4, and that is the way it ends. In 2 hours, 18 minutes, the Giants win the opener over the Braves 8-4. As I say, Marichal, three hits after the third inning. For Juan Marichal, Chris, that year, 321 innings, 40 starts, 25-8, Philippe Alou on 43-year-old Warren Spahn.
He was an artist of painting the corners. When we needed to elevate the fastball, he did. I was a teammate with him in winter ball. Incredible. And he perfected that screwball that made him famous. He used to tell me, until I get a pitch to get lefty hitters out, I won't be a complete pitcher. So one day he told me, hey, you know, I'm a complete pitcher. I had that screwball now to get lefties out. And he did.
33 starts, 23-7, 259 innings. They just don't make them like that anymore. It's a great pennant race in 64. That is the year that the Phillies collapse down the stretch, and the Cardinals sneak in there on the last day, and the Reds come in second, and the Giants end up in fourth place, 90-72, three back. But boy, what an opening day at Candlestick Park.
Marty, a great day. And as you said, it was such a superb era for National League Baseball. Almost every team had respectable or great players in their lineup. Look at the Cubs. They were perennial doormats, and they had Banks, Santo, and Billy Williams. So you could wander out to any National League park in that era and see a game like this. And I wonder if people at that time realized what they were watching, because it was just greatness almost every day, every night.
Well, 42,894 probably figured it out that day. But there's the opener for the 64 season. Marichal, Spahn, the Giants win in 8-4. Chris, that's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Giants baseball is celebrating 60 years of Bay Area traditions, and Georgie Brothers Furniture is celebrating being the Bay Area's premier home furnishings destination since 1933. Family-owned and operated for three generations, Georgie Brothers has become one of the largest and most established full-line furniture stores in Northern California. Their 50,000-square-foot showroom has today's looks at every price point, offering sofas, sectionals, and recliners, bedroom and dining, office-to-kids furniture, not to mention lighting, mattresses, area rugs, and carpet, even outdoor furniture for your home. Serving Northern California for 85 years, Georgie Brothers, a better place to buy furniture.